It was one of those in a month ago where you had that spell. The season was looking a bit bleak for them, and yeah, they had a change. Roberto came in as manager, and I'm pretty sure the FA Cup run and victory was a platform then for those amazing semis and final in the Champions League. And they ended up with two trophies, and who would have said that 6 weeks before that? And whatever happens in the future in Roberto Di Matteo is in folklore at Chelsea as a manager, and that's great. And you know, that says a lot about what cup competition can do. You know, it can transform a pretty average 8 months into something special in a knockout situation.
The FA Cup could become something slightly different as we go into the future. You know, it has its place in the modern game. It's the world's oldest knockout competition, so democratic, and it starts from grassroots right to the elite in May, of course. So do you think that this Budweiser sponsorship actually reflects where the FA Cup could go from literally the grassroots up to the elite?
I think, I mean, you know, the FA Cup has grown massively, you know, during my generation. There were so few games on TV, and the FA Cup was one of the few games that were shown live. Then it went through a period, everyone was sort of questioning it, and then people were trying to talk about prioritising the top league and so forth. I've noticed, I think, in recent season where clubs and players are beginning to realise, look, this is special. You know, if you're a player, I don't really think anyone's interested in 20 years' time where you stayed in the top league for about five seasons in a row and then got relegated or whatever. But I can tell you from my own personal experience, if you were lucky enough, for as most Arsenal fans think, a ball hit me on the head and it ended up in the back of the net, they remind me of it. I mean, every cabbie driver in London I get in, which is mostly where it comes in the week, seemed to be an Arsenal fan who within 30 seconds tell me that they couldn't believe I had a header against them in the cup final. So it's a great way of banter. It's and just as an individual, I know, you know, how it has been a key focal part of my life. And I'm sure even if you live in the locality and you live there for a while, for many years, if you've scored against somebody in the FA Cup, the local rivals, you will live off that for a while. And why not? And so I think that's the beauty of the cup. It's starting to get everyone's attention. I think there were some strong sides put out last season where suddenly managers also like to be judged on winning something. And I think the FA Cup is still a prized possession. So I think that will hopefully now continue as well and go from strength to strength in the next few years.
So Trevor Brooking, we're here at Wembley to announce a major new sponsorship deal with the FA Cup sponsors Budweiser. They've ploughed £1 million directly into grassroots football. They've pledged it for the next two seasons into an initiative called Budweiser Club Futures. They're going to help fuel this grassroots support, giving 16 grants of £50,000 over the next 2 years. That sounds to me like it's going to make quite a profound difference.
Yeah, we hope that it's going to give some clubs who probably in the past have felt they've missed out, they're just in that area. That's why we chose steps 5 to 7, that it's not just below the Football League, it's a little bit further down the scale, so they don't always get that opportunity to tap into funding. It also might involve some clubs who haven't quite been able to access the FA Cup as a competition, and try and get them thinking in the next couple of months, September, October, to what does this mean? Because you've got 8 sort of bounce of 50,000 for this year, and so they've got to get that application in. I'd probably encourage most of those clubs, if they're thinking about it, to contact our local county FA, because we've got development staff there. They're used to working with the Football Foundation, who are facility funders. They can guide them, whether it be artificial pitches, changing rooms, obviously a social area, including a bar, where meeting place for people. When you talk about that, people say, well, why are you encouraging bar areas or meeting place? But from a point of view of growing a club, that's absolutely crucial, because then you can generate a bit of revenue. You can actually invite local businesses in for meetings, or local community groups in for occasionally little children's parties. But again, it generates finance into the club. So maintenance work, whether it be on the pitches, new kit for the different age groups that then you might be able to expand into, means the club becomes an identity within that local community. So for us, this particular scheme is to try and get people involved, clubs locally, get their brain ticking away. How can we tap into that? And then, obviously there is £100,000 for one of those 8 clubs this season that we decide, or the fans decide, is the best one.
just to give us an idea of what steps 5 to 7 means, that is leagues such as the Essex Senior League, Kent Invicta League, Staffordshire County Senior League Premier, Reading Football League Senior Division as well. So this really is about changing the future of so many different clubs around the country. And you mentioned that £100,000 extra to one lucky football club, but it's going to produce a little bit of competition amongst everyone to try and get that grant in.
Yeah, we had a little debate. You know, somebody said, well, won't it mean the better organised clubs will just be able to tap into that rather than the smaller club that would be desperate for it but don't quite know how to do that? And that's why, you know, just got to utilise that those next couple of months. I would think a smaller club who thinks, oh, we'll miss out and we won't bother, need to think again, to sit down. How are they ever going to grow if they don't have some aspirations? And even if, you know, they start the process this year, decide not to put the application in end of October and then wait for next year's cycle and really get a good project. But if they can keep listening, speaking to people, look at the options, then the other area that's going to be really important is naturally to try and tap into perhaps a new little group of local volunteers. Yeah, might be the younger generation or whatever that haven't in the past been associated with a club. You might get one to mums and dads come along if they expand their younger teams, and then you get somebody who wants to put a little bit back, gets involved, you know, even when the son leaves the club, they stay in. You know, got many examples of that across the country. So I think there are lots of options now, and so I just think anyone and everyone, if they're at a club, you all need some funding. You need, if you're going to expand, you're going to grow, you've got to look at this. And even if, as I say, this year you decide not to go for it, but plan then longer term, and then you'll be speaking to our local development staff in the county FAs, and they'll steer you towards, well, start here, you can do that this year, then next, and actually get a period of growth in the club so they can tap into, you know, a variety of funding schemes. Obviously this at the moment is for the next couple of years. Let's see, you know, what emerges out of those 16 clubs that are going to be lucky enough to grow.